Welcome to the Dating Women Radio Show, featuring the coaching of Doc Love, the man that changed the lives of thousands around the world in his lifetime. His legacy continues weekly on this show. Here is your host, Jeff Stevens.
Welcome to your free segment from March 17th, 2021, courtesy of the Doc Love Club at doclovclub.com. The first part of this is where Doc is talking about a woman that brags about what her husband does for her. But here's the twist. Is she bringing the same level to him? Let's listen in. It is short, but powerful.
Kelly's bragging about her husband. The reason they picked him is because he puts toothpaste on her toothbrush, whisks her off at night for hot chocolate on the beach, and surprises her with Kit Kats. Okay, which is fine, because I tell you guys, affection and romance. But then it goes over to, they ask him, what's the sweetest thing Kelly's done ever done for you? One night a couple years ago, she made me my favorite meal, meatloaf and mashed potatoes.
One night?
2 years ago.
Wow.
He's putting toothpaste on her toothbrush every day.
He didn't marry or give her.
That's right. That's right.
Yes, that was powerful, but like I said, it was short. So let's give you something else from this show. Why you shouldn't commit unless she's it. Now, I'm not thinking the woman just talked about meets the criteria of being an it, but we're going to find out in just a second. By the way, before we get to this, did you know that this entire show went for about an hour? So what you missed by not being a Doc Love Club member includes why you need self-control when in pursuit of Ms. Right. There are a lot of great women out there. Never think they're all taken and that you're out of the game. Plus, how to overcome being shy with women. That and much more at the Doc Love Club, doclovclub.com. If you want all that, look for the March 17th, 2021 show, but you'll also get hundreds of hours of audio and hundreds of articles, doclovclub.com. Don't commit unless she's it. Here we go.
Don't commit unless she's it. You know what I think one of the biggest issues in relationships is today? Being afraid to be alone. Because when you're not okay with yourself, then you become too dependent on another person. I see it all the time with guys getting into the wrong relationship and settling because they're too afraid to be alone. The system is not meant as a tool to use women, and when you settle for someone, then you are using them. I know it's a subtle concept, but I want you to make sure that you only get into a relationship for all the right reasons. You are not there to complete each other, but to enhance what the other has going on. Wishing each other well, as I've written many times. Before we go on, let's talk about what it means to settle in a relationship and give you some real-world examples. To settle is to 1. Overlook disagreements early in the relationship. 2. Ignore red flags, slights, negatives, and put-downs. 3. Have low interest level in her. 4. Ignore her low interest level in you. 5. Dismiss your own feelings / turn a blind eye. 6. Mistake lust for love. 7. Shoot too low. 8. Deal with resentment, disrespect, and fights that will follow. Settle now, pay later. 9. Deal with an overly insecure partner. 10. Give up looking for the right woman and be with someone you're not into just so you don't have to be alone. System guys, don't settle. They follow the business adage, hire slowly, fire quickly. Get to know her and make sure she is a good match before you commit. If you are unsure if you are settling, ask yourself, does she enhance my life or bring me down? To illustrate my point, I know of a guy that is very accomplished in his career and a well-respected member of the community, but his wife freaked out when he went to the casino a few times and made him rip out his poker man cave that he had enjoyed for many years with his buddies. It's either the poker or me, came the ultimatum from her. Now, is there any chance that he married a woman because he just couldn't be alone? I don't know the exact answer to that, but I don't see how there couldn't have been a ton of signs there of how structured she is when they were dating. Really? He has to give up on something that he loves and is doing her no harm because she wants to be a control freak? I tell you guys all the time that you better be with her for the right reasons, and the right reasons are system reasons. She must be a flexible giver with high interest level, integrity, kindness, and she should wish you well. On your side, you better be up to the task of treating her with respect, affection, and romance as you wish her well, too. If you're getting into a relationship because you can't be alone and there is something lacking from her end or your end, then committing to her is really dumb. Remember, guys, unless you can find a system girl and treat her in a system way, then a relationship makes zero sense. Until next week, thanks for your support.
Okay, what you just heard was written by Doc, but also I interviewed Doc, and you're going to get that interview in a second. But did you know that you can get the system, better known as the Dating Dictionary, at doclove.com/system? It's changed the lives of thousands around the world, and you can read You Changed My Life letters at doclove.com/system. This stuff really works. All right, let's get into the interview with Doc. Don't commit unless she's it.
It is the Advanced System Class, the fifth segment for Doc Love Club members only. And this is a good lesson to get, Doc, because if you're dating and you decide to commit to her, do not commit to her unless you are certain. Don't commit unless she's it.
Yeah, you know, we have a list there in that article about 10 different things that, you know, are bad. But the one that really is the worst to me is you're marrying a woman with low interest level. You know, to marry a woman, like I figured, you know, one in five, their interest level is 40 to 49, or maybe it's 55, and it's just not going up. It's just stuck there, and she criticizes you. And I'm thinking about this relationship you're having. You're marrying this woman because you want love, but she's a dictator. She's not going to give you love. So you're going to have a physical body there, but there's no love coming out of that body because you can't be alone. And I there's tons of books and there's psychiatrists about, you know, and everybody has their times when they don't want to be alone. It's really hard on some people. I've read books on this stuff, okay? I'm not trying to hurt those people. But the point is this. If you go with somebody who criticizes you and dominates you and doesn't give you any love, you got to take a look at that and say, something's wrong here. Why would I want to be with somebody like that?
That's way worse than being alone.
It's not normal. It's not sane. And then go out and buy one of those self-help books, and maybe you can learn to live with yourself. But the point is this, and don't get me wrong, there's a lot of articles about older people and getting lonely and all that stuff. Yeah, everybody has that for an hour or two or maybe 3 or 4 days or whatever. But the point is this, just because you have to have a body around you, at least have somebody that, you know, at least 70 or 80% interest level that likes you a little bit, it's going to give you a little bit of love, because you're not going to get it from this person who has no respect for you. And they have no respect for you because they know your weakness, and they know you're desperate, and they know you don't have a backbone. And that's sad.
There are certain guys out there
that are like that, I'm sorry to say.
Well, you always say it, Doc. You don't get what you deserve. You get what you negotiate.
And that's what we're doing here. We're training you guys, you know, with these snappy answers, the silly love questions, to cop an attitude, and to put a, you know, a little bounce in your walk and put your shoulders back. And the more you learn this stuff, because I remember computers back in 2099, I went to three. I never told you this, Jeff. I went to three different schools. I flunked out of all of them. I couldn't get this stuff. Finally, it sunk in, you know. But the thing is this, the more knowledge you have, the more confident you are, and when that girl, that certain girl, when that girl comes up and you say, I can't believe it. This girl's right out of Doc's book. This is what he describes. This is the one. Then you know you've arrived.
Well, Doc, thanks a lot, man.
And Doc Love Club members, we love you, and Happy New Year.
More freebies for you at DocLove.com, including a free dating course. Plus, there's a contest where you can win nearly $500 of Doc's materials in 2021, plus more. Thanks for being here. See you next week.